HarperCollins presents The Good Daughter by Karen Slaughter, read by Susie James.
This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Thursday, March 16th, 1989. What happened to Samantha? Samantha Quinn felt the stinging of 1,000 hornets inside her legs as she ran down the long, forlorn driveway toward the farmhouse. The sound of her sneakers slapping bare earth bongoed along with the rapid thumps of her heart. Sweat had turned her ponytail into a thick rope that whipped at her shoulders. The twigs of delicate bones inside her ankles felt ready to snap. She ran harder, choking down the dry air, sprinting into the pain. Up ahead, Charlotte stood in their mother's shadow. They all stood in their mother's shadow. Gamma Quinn was a towering figure. Quick blue eyes, short dark hair, skin as pale as an envelope, and with a sharp tongue just as prone to inflicting tiny, painful cuts in inconvenient places. Even from a distance, Samantha could see the thin line of Gamma's disapproving lips as she studied the stopwatch in her hand. The ticking seconds echoed inside Samantha's head. She pushed herself to run faster. The tendons cording through her legs sent out a high-pitched wail. The hornets moved into her lungs. The plastic baton felt slippery in her hand.